Joe, we just got the most delightful letter.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
To whom it may concern, Sandpiper Air ought to be grounded. The whole operation stinks. From that bag of bolts you call a plane to your surly, incompetent pilot. That's you, Joe. My flight was a total disaster.
Excuse me, Faye, delightful?
Well, I'm getting to that. The single saving grace of this miserable experience was the woman behind the counter, who was friendly, polite, and sympathetic. Well, it's a pity more people don't take the time to write. What is that?
Damn you, get out of here and leave me alone.
Oh, it almost sounds as if Roy's being mugged. Antonio, shouldn't you do something?
Hey, you mugger. Leave our friend Roy alone.
Right?
No, I'm not all right. There is a cricket in my office. It's driving me crazy.
Well, I can catch it for you.
Just make him go away.
All right. Give me 24 hours and you'll have your man. Although I won't know that for sure until I catch it and turn it upside down.
I used to go out with a man who could make the most realistic cricket sound.
Why would he want to do that?
Oh, he didn't mean to. He carried all of his weight in his thighs, and his legs rubbed together when he walked. When he wore corduroy pants, you could barely hear yourself think.
Yeah, come on in.
Alex, thought everyone had gone home.
I just stopped by to see if you might like to have a drink.
Drink? Yeah, sure, sure. What do you have in mind? The club car, the Wharf Tavern? Or here's good, too.
Thought it might be. You like whiskey?
Yeah.
Well, you won't after you taste this whiskey.
Hey, whoa, wax. Ooh, what are you trying to do, get me drunk?
No, I'm trying to let you catch up. I've been at this for a while. So, what do you say, Ace? Down the hatch?
Down the hatch? Oh, yeah, that's Ballarat. I guess this muffin recipe on the back of the bottle should have been a tip-off, huh? So, is there some kind of occasion that we're celebrating here? Or?
No.
You gotta admit, this is a little bit weird. I mean, ever since you came to this airport, you've barely given me the time of day.
It's 12:30. Cheers. All right. Look, I needed to talk to somebody. I got a call from my ex-boyfriend tonight. No, it's not gonna freak you out if I sort of turn into a girl for a second here, is it?
No, I'm just thrilled it's possible.
Anyway, he and I lived together down in Florida. We broke up just before I moved here. He had this problem making a commitment. Well, he got over it. Tonight he told me he's engaged.
Ouch.
Yeah, you have no idea what something like this feels like.
Well, actually,
obviously, I just wasn't what he wanted.
Yeah, I know. Just
he had certain qualities he needed in a wife. I didn't have them.
Well,
of course, he can't just come out and tell me that. No, he lets me waste 4 years of my life.
You know,
will you stop trying to defend him?
I am not trying to defend him. I'm just going to say that I had sort of a similar experience myself. See, I got left at the altar.
You're kidding.
Oh, that's not even the best part. She left me for my own brother.
Please tell me you have more than one brother.
Nope. Ah, but Brian got his in the end. She left him for some other guy, too. So you see, I do sort of know what you're going through.
Sucks, doesn't it?
I'll tell you, I used to actually sit in front of the mirror and ask myself why I couldn't be more the way she wanted me to be, you know? Not so career-oriented, not so anal. But then again, I'd usually end up Windexing off the mirror, so.
You are kind of compulsive, aren't you?
Well, actually, I'm getting way better. Although, for the last 5 minutes, I really wanted to do this. Well, laughing, I guess you must be feeling a little bit better, huh?
I am, thanks. You know, this is nice. I was a little nervous about coming down here tonight.
Well, I'm glad you did. Just to give me a chance to show you that I'm not just this crass, immature idiot that's been chasing around after you all the time.
Well, don't kid yourself. I haven't exactly hated the attention.
Well, don't kid yourself. It's not exactly like I'm going to stop. So, guess we should finish these, huh?
Oh, wait.
What? What are you doing? What'd you do that for?
Because you're driving.
I am?
I'm certainly in no condition.
Well, do you mind if I ask where we're going?
My place. Come on.
I'm cleaning out Roy's office. He asked me to catch a cricket for him.
Wow, I can't believe all this garbage came out of Roy's office. Oh, look at this. Autographed picture of Nixon. It's for you. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Catalog of brides from the Far East.
What is all this?
Oh, that's Roy's unfinished novel, Love at 30,000 Feet. Personally, I liked his original title, Occupado.
Good morning, Antonio.
Good morning. You know, I must not be paying attention. I did not even realize that Alex and Joe were seeing each other.
Alex
what?
And Joe? No way.
I've never seen them together.
Well, last night I was driving past the building where Alex lives, and I saw Joe's car parked out front.
Wait. Be very careful now. Alex's building on Old Post Road?
Yes, it was about 1:30.
You sure it was Joe's car? Black Jeep, wood trim? Little dent in a fender I haven't told him about yet?
Yes, I'm a positive.
Well, wait, did you actually see something?
No, well, I looked up at the window, but the shades were drawn. I suppose he could have been visiting someone else. Lots of people live in that building.
Oh, that's right. My friend, Natty Stewart, for one.
Well, thanks, Faye, but I seriously doubt that Joe would be out in the middle of the night visiting an arthritic 70-year-old Hungarian woman.
Don't let the arthritis fool you.
Hey there. How are you feeling this morning?
Like you let me drink too much last night. But I had a good time.
Good, me too.
I'm glad. I'll see you, Joe.
See you later.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what she called him? She called him Joe, okay? As long as Alex has been in Nantucket, she's only referred to him as Ace, but this time she called him Joe.
We have our smoking gun.
Excuse me. I'm gonna go find out what happened. All right. Tell me what happened with you and Alex last night.
How did you know I was with Alex?
Oh, everybody knows. Antonio saw your car parked out in front of her building at 1:30 in the morning. I just heard her call you Joe. Don't tell me nothing happened, brother. Everybody in the airport's talking about it.
The whole airport? Oh, man, is this island ever ripe for a Cineplex?
Hey, look at me. Just tell me. Tell me what happened.
Okay,
tell
right,
me.
Okay, all right. If it's that important to you, I will tell you.
All right.
Late last night, she shows up here with a bottle of whiskey and asked me if I wanted a drink.
Okay, I think I'm having a heart attack.
So I said, sure. And apparently, her ex-boyfriend had just gotten engaged. She was feeling kind of rotten and wanted someone to cheer her up.
Having a stroke, too. Well, it's my own fault. I begged you to tell me.
She got kind of tired and asked me if I would drive her home, which I did.
And?
What and?
And what happened then?
You know, there's no point in even talking to you because no matter what I say, you won't believe me.
Oh, now, listen, hey, Joe, you're my brother, okay? Anything you tell me, I'll take your word.
All right, fine. I slept with her.
Liar.
Okay? I didn't sleep with her.
Liar.
Fine. You want to go back to I did sleep with her?
Oh, you're doing this to torture me.
Yeah, basically.
Well, Joe!
Only Alex calls me that.
Watch out.
This you're not going to believe.
What?
Okay?
What?
Joe won't tell me what happened between him and Alex last night, okay?
So he did see her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently she dropped by here with some sob story about her ex-boyfriend, right? Had a couple of drinks, then went back to her place.
I bet they did it.
Did what?
The wild thing.
We're talking about Joe here. With him, it's just the thing.
This is embarrassing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Faye. We're all being very crude.
No, you're being vague. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Helen. There's Alex. I want you to go over to her. I want you to find out what happened last night.
What? Why would she tell me?
Well, because she's a girl. Girls like to sit around and talk. I mean, that's why there's always a couch in the ladies' room, right? Good.
Hey, Alex. Coffee?
Love some.
Well, that's a cute outfit you have on.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, it's funny.
What is?
Oh, people around here.
What are you talking about?
Well, word is out that you and Joe got together last night.
It is.
Yeah, but that's all anybody really knows. Oh, that's a small town for you. Everybody and everybody else's business.
Yeah.
Boy, and I only tell you this because I feel like we've gotten to be such buddies.
We sure have.
So anything that you feel like you need to say or unburden yourself, just say it.
That's great.
Day or night.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I'd be right here for you.
So you're saying I could tell you anything, oh, no matter how personal?
Absolutely.
Well, okay. Helen, I've heard some people talking.
Yes.
And no one seems to like what you're doing with your hair.
Oh, for God's sake. Lowell still hasn't caught that cricket. Lowell, get out here!
And now, Roy, you promised to give him 24 hours.
That was before my personal belongings were strewn all over the airport.
Oh, about that, I hardly think it's appropriate for a man in your position to even have a poster like that. I mean, really, a woman in a thong bikini riding away on a unicycle?
Hey, if that was Paris and she was carrying a loaf of bread, they'd call it art.
Well, it shouldn't be long now. Lowell, are you crazy? What is that stuff?
That's a cricket intoxicant I whipped up in the garage this morning. It's perfectly harmless. Although I did notice it put a nice bend in the shovel I used to stir it with.
Lowell, I need my office.
Patience, Roy. Sweet science of cricket hunting takes time. Eventually, the better mind will prevail. Geez, did I leave my soda in there?
I've never wanted something dead so much in my entire life.
Oh, you don't get the cricket, Roy.
Oh, yeah, the cricket. Damn it!
Something wrong, Roy?
Yes, there is. I didn't see this fork sitting here. It's just this... this whole thing with Joe and Alex has got me crazy, man. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I gotta find out what happened, you know?
Well, I called my friend Natty, who lives in Alex's house.
And what did she say?
Nothing. She died last July. You missed one seniors meeting and you're totally out of the loop.
Antonio, did you find anything out?
Okay. I spoke to the other cabbies. Okay. Joe's Jeep was placed outside Alex's building no earlier than midnight and no later than 2:30. Footprints leading to the car indicate he must have left between 2 and 4 because they were filled with rainwater. Which leads me to the inescapable conclusion that I have got to get a life.
You know, this is ridiculous. We are not children. If you want the answer to a question, you ask it.
Was your hair different this morning?
Mind your own business. Hey, Joe. Wow, it's a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Oh, Joe. So tell me, how long have we been friends?
I'm not telling you what happened.
I gave it a shot.
So did you get it?
As promised, Roy.
Oh, my gosh. It's all back to normal. Oh. And it's quiet again. Lowell, how did you do it?
The gas I used was just strong enough to be disorienting. But when I came to and realized where I was, catching the cricket was child's play. Here, have a look.
No,
it's okay, Roy. The cricket is still sedated.
You didn't kill him?
I can't very well perform my experiments on a dead cricket, can I?
Oh, he's moving. Shut the box.
Wow, right back into your office.
Damn it, Lowell, didn't you know that was going to happen?
Actually, no. You don't often see that kind of leg power in a pregnant female.
Knock, knock.
Alex, hi. Wow, this is two nights in a row for us.
Geez, I hope people don't start talking about us.
Oh, man, it's pretty funny, isn't it? This entire airport is obsessed with the same stupid little thing.
Yeah, unraveling the big mystery.
Yeah, did they or didn't they?
So, did we or didn't we?
What?
Come on, you heard me.
What? Wait, are you kidding? Oh, gee, I thought last night was a pretty memorable evening.
Look, I never drink like that.
So you don't remember anything from last night?
Well, I remember parts. It's the end that's a little hazy.
Oh, wow, I can't believe this. This entire airport has been dying to know this one little piece of information. I'm the only one that has it. I feel like Yoda.
Why don't you just tell me what happened?
Well, I suppose I could, but then this would be over, and to tell you the truth, I'm kind of enjoying it.
Fine, I basically know what happened anyway. You drove me home. I must have gone inside and fallen straight asleep.
Yeah, you're right. Basically. By the way, you know that photo you have on the mantle? It's nice. You look very hot in your flight suit.
Okay, so you were in my living room. You probably walked me to the door.
Yeah, that's what happened. Basically. Oh, and you know that four-poster bed you have? That's really nice. I've always wanted one of those.
All right. You probably looked down my hall and saw my bedroom.
Well, that explains it. Of course, doesn't explain how I would know that you keep scented pillows on your bed. I got work to do.
Look, Joe, Satan, whatever your name is, this is getting old. Why don't you just tell me?
Well, I guess it's because you want me to. You know, since you set foot on this island, you have had the upper hand. You knew I was interested in you, and you spun me like a top. Well, now, all of a sudden, I am in charge. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I am in the driver's seat now.
I guess it never occurred to you that I might be interested in you, too.
What?
Well, didn't you think that there might be other reasons I've been cold to you?
Like what?
Well, like I was afraid. I was new in town. I'd just broken up with someone. I was vulnerable. Then this great-looking, sexy guy presents himself to me. Sure, I was turned on. It was all I could do not to give in to the incredible desire I felt. But if I did...
Alex, just so I'm clear on this, you are seducing me now so you can find out if I seduced you last night. Is that right?
Oh, all right. If you want to be a pig about this, go ahead. But just remember one thing. When I was hurt, I came to you. I thought, here's someone I can trust. Really open myself up to. Obviously, I made a mistake. You weren't even going to come after me?
Nope.
All right, Ace, you win. I know when I've been licked.
Oh, so last night is coming back to you.
I'm out of here.
All right, wait, hold on. I'll tell you. Come here. Sit down. Okay. We went back to your place, and you asked me in, and we talked, and it was actually really very nice. And then eventually you fell asleep on my shoulder. So I picked you up and took you in your bedroom, and then I left.
Thanks. I guess you're not such a jerk.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Well, I better be going. One more thing I don't remember about last night. Did I give you a goodnight kiss?
No. That was nice.
Guess who's driving now?
Next, Janet and Chrissy prove that while leisure suits may have gone out of style, short shorts never will. Stay tuned for Three's Company next, right here on Nick at Night.